You already know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in or you tuned out. I am your host, Black guys are BX in the building. Iowa, stand up. Minnesota, stand up. New York City, we are here. You rocking with For the Record Radio. This is where the independent artist matters the most, man. First and foremost, I want to shout out my whole team, Mindstars. You know the vibes, baby. We here 7 days a week, no days off, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, at 6 p.m. West Coast time. If you're listening to the link right now and you want to be a part of the show, just call 929-477-2425. You heard? Make sure you do that. Callers, do not hang up. The lines is lit. Man, shout out to Dizzy Brown. He know the vibes, man. We here. Tune in. Much respect, brother. We got a lot of things going on. Let's get, matter of fact, I usually play a song, but since we got a lot of callers, we going to get to these callers. Let's get to these callers. First caller of the night, let the people know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Yo, 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 it's Pops, man.
Oh, shit.
It's Pops, man, from Minnesota.
Hold on, y'all. He's probably smoking some gas from a bong or maybe the gas mask. We don't know what he's doing tonight. It's Friday. Anything is possible. Yo, you good over there, G?
I am groovy, groovy, baby.
Nice. Minnesota, the building. This is Pop. Yo, Pop, yo, tell him what you do.
Fuck yeah, man. I got a show right here on For the Record Radio called Chop It Up with Pops every Tuesday night. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time till 9:30 Central Standard Time. That's right, 1.5 hour show. I interview local independent artists. I invite them into my home. They sit on the couch with me. We spin their music. We smoke a hell of a lot of fucking weed, and we go live on Facebook Live. During the course of the interview, the artist, I wanted to say victim, but the artist has to hit the gas mask. And then they have to spit bars right after. So not too many people have been able to pull that stunt. But when they do, they nail it, man. And it's fucking beautiful. So you
that's
really need to tune in and pay attention and check it out for yourself.
And that's every Tuesday. Make sure you check out the live feed. If you don't know who Chop It Up with Pops is, type it into your search bar. Make sure you follow the pages. And he definitely goes live so you can see how Pops does his motherfucking thing. Huh, Pops? Yo, Minnesota, stand up.
That's right.
He's supporting y'all to the
That's
hundreds.
Right. They can see the three-foot bong.
Oh,
hell yeah. They can see the three-foot bong. They can see the artist hit the gas mask. They can watch the artist try to spit bars afterwards. You know, it's a real good time. Call the show, 929-477-2425. It's a totally interactive show. You can call in. You can request music. You can ask my guest questions. Hell, you can even ask me questions if you feel up to it. So, I mean,
that's
yeah,
a fact.
Everybody needs to tune the fuck in.
So, yo, Pops, let me know what song we going to set this shit off with.
Ooh.
You got to set it off rough. There's a lot of new callers.
Man, I think we ought to go with Underground by Toby Swisher.
Oh, shit. We setting it off with Toby Swisher from Minnesota. Oh, hell no. No, we can't be. Are we really? Let's get it. What's the name of the song?
Underground.
Underground? That Underground? Not here. No. Wow. Ain't got that, Pop.
You sure, man?
You must have
ain't
not found it
that?
Out. No, I ain't got it. I promise
right.
you.
All right, all right. Well,
you know another
Toby
Swisher?
Oh, yeah, I know plenty of Toby Swisher. Let's play Buck.
Oh, shit, let's get Buck then.
Get Buck,
man. Buck, y'all. Toby Swisher. For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.
DJ Kid, just to hit the show. Been on the road.
Yeah. Toby Swisher, Minnesota Stand Up. That was called Buck. Yo, I like that song. That shit always get me ready. You already know what it is. It's For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. The number is 929-477-2425. Make sure y'all call that number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's get to this next caller. You never know who's calling in. We just landed from Minnesota. Make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday. We chop it up with Pops. It's an hour and a half show. That's the only set that has an hour and a half. Make sure y'all tune in. Request. If you got something you want to promote, you don't have to be an artist. Come get this free promotion, man. We're here for an hour every day for people, you heard? Y'all tune in. Let's get to this next caller. Caller, let them know who you are, where you from, and what you do. Yo, 641, you live on the radio.
Oh, hey, hold up.
He said, hold up. How you calling the radio? I said, hold up. Let's get it. He hung up. But you know what? I know who that is. And we're about to set the record straight. This is the first time that I don't even know what kind of music it is. But I'm going to play this shit for my man in Iowa, man. All the people. Yo, Tyler, salute. And yo, T, you know the vibes. We here. This is, oh, man, I don't even. Man, you know what? We gonna go spin this motherfucker. This shit crazy though. This shit's gonna about to blow everybody's mind. You ain't never said nothing like this before. I'm talking about. That's straight energy, man. Shout out to that group. I'm not going to say their name because I do not know how to pronounce it. So if anybody's listening that know this group's name, please call in and correct the name. The song is called Where We Going. Shout out to Tyler. Shout out to T. Some fucking vibes, man. We here. 929-477-2425. This is where all independent artists matters the most. Make sure y'all call that number, though. We here. Tune in or you tuned out. Let's get to this next caller. Caller, who are you? Where you from and what you do? Let the world know.
Yes, but you can still dedicate your life to God.
Yo, you live. You live.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is.
952, you live. I mean, 905. Oh, it must be away from the phone. All right, well, with that being said, we can get to this next caller. Let's get to the next caller. We got callers, man. If there's more callers, call it right now, 929-477-2425. 803, you live. Let the world know who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Hello, world. It's your girl, Mama Mist, from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, they not ready. I know they not ready. But the floor is yours.
I don't know. They don't know about the G. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. They're going to wake up today. We're going to wake
That's
up tonight.
Right.
This
Let them know what you do.
So, my name is Mama Mist from Gary, Indiana. I am a poet, singer, songwriter, lyricist, actor, historian, and a spiritual reader and healer. Help people get into their life purpose. That's what I do.
Yes. It's all you.
So,
I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to let you do you.
You go, I thought it was an interview. I thought you were going to ask a question or two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we are.
So,
right after you spit your shit. Go ahead. Do your thing, mama. We're going to get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, take it in.
Here we go. We're going to do this one. Big black dicks matter. Big black thick dicks matter. I'm talking serious, shut your mouth up, no time for chit chatter dick. Yes, serve me up some big black dick on a platter. Once he dives in, he'll see how this fat, juicy pussy splatters. Come on and take a cruise on the Maid of the Mist. Big Mama got ocean spray for that big black dick. I know you thought those other chicks were really coming, but that was just the splits. I'm about to give you this deluge from both pair of lips. Make my waters gush, for I am founder and CEO of Squirters Anonymous. Stick wood and rub it on my clit. Don't put it in yet. Your face looks like a comfy place to sit. I'm a lyricist, and your cock looks like a great place to spit. Let me beatbox the melody of Too Legit to Quit. Feeling you grow within my mouth is making you magnetic to my hips. Fuck. Looks like I'm going to have to take a ride aboard your Black Star Line ship. See, it's hard to lay out on a little dinghy or boat. See, I'd rather spread out on deck of your yacht. Ride a while in front, then turn around so you can watch this ass flop all over that big black cock. Pull me back on that dick. Mm. Don't fucking stop. That pussy too good to you? Now you want to be on top. You practicing pussy brutality. My pussy Freddie Gray and you're a Baltimore cop. But Miss Thing be on some gangster shit. She go pop for pop. It's about to be a massacre in here. Clean up on aisle 69. Bring the bucket and a mop. And that's my 21-gun salute to beloved Big.
And with that being said, that's what I'm talking about, mama. Come in there like that, girl. Yo, I got a question or two for you. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's talk.
So, I like to ask this question for the poets that come here every Friday. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Y'all all got different styles. I love it how y'all come crazy. raw. Some come real nasty like you did. Mama! You better. Hey. I'm just saying.
Hey.
All right. So my question is to you. At what age did you know that you wanted to be what you're doing on today with these words, poet, artist, a lyricist? What made you want to do it and take it so serious? At what age?
I've been making up songs since I was like 18 months old. At 2 years old, I wanted to be Michael Jackson and marry Michael Jackson. So, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to take it at 2 years old.
Okay, so music been in you forever.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever. Okay.
Forever, ever.
So, my next question is...
When I got to... go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, as soon as I could, like, put words together, I started reading before I got in school. So I was, like, 4 years old, and I knew I wanted to write stories that would make people want to read books. So I've, like, always wanted to write. I wrote my first poem when I was in first grade. So, and it was called The Owl. Yeah, I wrote, what 6-year-old, you know, writes a poem called The Owl? And, yeah, so it's ingrained in me.
That's super dope. So you were young doing this. Now my question is, have you ever performed like on a stage in front of people, what you do?
Yes, I have. I was doing an open mic scene, doing poetry in Gary, back home like 2010. I've been down here for a few years now. So 2015, I started performing in Charlotte. But I was doing plays and stuff like that in college. So, yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, but you
know,
I can memorize some lines.
Say that again?
I said, your girl can act, too. I can memorize some lines and, you know, reach out to the crowd.
Oh.
And
you need to go to Hollywood. Get out of Gary.
Good, I'm trying
to
get
Hollywood.
There.
We got all these
guys, fuck, you got to get me to help me get to Hollywood, yo. Let's make this happen.
Yo, Hollywood, if you listening, Mama's is on deck. She got bars. She got poetry. She's an actress. If you listening right now, anybody, I'm talking about, man, y'all got to see it, man. She killed Dizzy Brown, too, man. That shit was dope. That shit was dope, man. For real. I appreciate your talent.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, that means a whole lot to us artists. You know, Erica said it best. I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit. So, when you know, we get that appreciation. You know, we get that little glow, that little shyness coming out. Like, oh, thank you. All that good stuff.
Real shit, though. You got any shout-outs or anything you want to give anybody that may be listening?
Oh, you know, we got to definitely shout-out Dizzy Brown, you know, because every time he got something coming up, he be like, in my inbox, like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, what's going on? Explain it to me. He might not explain it to me all the way, but he be trying to help your girl out. I'm like, oh, okay, I got it. So, you know, shout out Dizzy Brown. I want to shout out my poetry tribe. I don't know if they listening, but shout out to Poetic Soul, yours truly, Dean Malik. Creative Minds, I Am Poetic Hayes, Temple Divine. Shout out to the whole Gary, Indiana, and Chicago. Yep. And shout out to my baby girl, Vaya. I love you. You know, that's what's going on.
Well, you know what? Since you from Gary, I'm going to play my man from Gary. All right?
You going to play me for Michael Jackson?
Nah,
who's gonna play?
No mic, man. No.
What you gonna play? You gonna play? You gotta.
We play nothing but independent artists here. We play nothing but independent artists on Florida Record Radio. So this is gonna be G.I. Jizzle from Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
He's making. Yeah. Shout out to Dirtbags, man. They know the vibes, man. We here. Tune in or you tuned out. This is what it is.
It's not my privilege, and you should remain speaking. It's Jezza. A lot of me, I know the truth. I told us in the vocal group, this cannon ain't a photo shoot. This yacht is Jezza. Let's do it. Underdog, nigga. I got felonious habits, mainly possession, with intention to distribute and packing a weapon. Niggas been hurting since way before the recession, and Obama ain't did shit to help the progression. Shit is hard as hell to teach these young boys no violence. When they shit up with unemployment, they coke price, guns and drugs, we ride. Ain't got no license, put a bullet in your head, guarantee your silence, yeah. Wonder why Jezza ain't got no patience. Cause for 20 motherfucking years I've been waiting. Nor the liquor I consume or the weed I'm blazing can ease the pain of bullshit that I've been raised in. Coke shaving, block slaving, cop chasing. Wonder some days how the fuck did I make it. Good drawing pills, not lean is my favorite. Hide in a bitch, don't know where my day went. Day went. It's Jezza. 1,000. Dirtbag. Northside the new zone. Niggas get blue on. Shorty got the pistol tough before he put a shoe on. Want his whole crew gone. Caught him in the school zone. Caught him downtown lacking. Nigga cut the news on. These young niggas wildin'. These bitches acting childish. I'm out of paper chasing. Man, my caddy cocking mileage. No matter what I go through, I'ma keep it 1,000. Can't fuck with these niggas, man. They really be on file shit. God teach me patience. I really be on some now shit. People turn their back when you heard me talking wild shit. I can't find a lady to settle and have a child with. Hate to sit in prison for popping one of you cowards. Jizzle got that super flow. Say boy, you're super cold. Cores like the playoffs. 16's a Super Bowl. Shit is really real, nigga. Fuck you acting goofy for. I ain't looking for no deal. Bitch, I'm a CEO. Niggas out here hating. Really wanna be me, though. Talk about me bad. Listen to my CD, though. Couple bitches love me. Really wanna see me blow. Like, how you write them verses? Man, that shit was easy, ho. All some shit I done, I've been around and really seen before. Brother of the struggle, I ain't rapped about no jeans before. Shit, I really feel come from the heart, release these demons, ho. Cause every breath I breathe, bitch, I believe rap is a reason for. And every day I risk my life for being locked away. God put his hands on my shoulder, told me not today. Don't know why niggas hate me so and got a lot to say. Cause they don't want me taking off something like Dr. J. Jizzle a thousand, keep it truthful when I bring it to you. These niggas foolful, that confuse you how they fucking do it. The devil working overtime, you want me back on duty. Then be the goof goof in the county buying packs of noodles. Claim you they do, but then these fools, they won't say nothing to you. And then they screwing on your boo-boo like they never knew you. And every day it's teach a lesson, trying to keep progressing. Cause where I'm from, when people stress and they just reach for weapons. I know my granny, she in heaven, she keep me protected. She touch me when she see me stressing, and I need a blessing. Dealing with hatred, it's expected, I'm just being tested. Don't worry about these fucking peasants, dog, just keep them guessing. They only talk about your failure, none of your successes. And when these niggas help you out, they taking all the credit. Usually responding negativity with straight aggression. But the way my brain's set up, I grow and develop. Jezza. Jezza.
You already know what it is, man. This is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gaza. You now tuned in to For The Record Radio, 929-477-2425. I want to shout out Mama's, man, for coming in. Mama Miss, man, salute to you. She has a missed moment. Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, an open mic, any artist. Make sure you tune in. You heard? You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out. If you want to tune in with her, just holler at me. You already know. I'm going to pass the message. We here. Y'all already know, man. If y'all want to be in with the show, man, all you got to do is call that number. I ain't going to say it again. Let's get to this next caller. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do?
Hey, what's up? This is Gabrielle. I am a spoken word artist, and I'm a Jamaican that resides in Canada.
Free the world boss, you hear? Guys are flat guys are approved, you heard? They don't know. But, yo, what's good? Nice to meet you. Finally to meet you, have you here. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. I've seen you on Dizzy's IG. You went end, though. When I mean this girl's about to blow your motherfucking mind. Do your thing.
Oh, did you see me last week or did you see me before? Because Dizzy's been putting me on. You got to let me know.
Oh, yeah, you've been on a couple of times. The last time you was on.
I was.
I don't even want to repeat what you said.
Open mic last night.
I don't even want to repeat what you said. But I was there.
Okay, so it's definitely last week. It was definitely last week. If you're not trying to repeat anything, it was definitely last week.
Uh-huh. That's for
sure. But I can definitely repeat what I said for you.
Oh, wow. Let's go. Y'all guys, get ready for a ride. She's about to take you there. The floor is yours for the record.
All right, so this one is called Stuck on Replay. I thought of you on the bus today. Found myself staring into space, reliving the way you touched me the other day, the way you fucked me the other day. Looking up into the mirror so I could see the morning sun praising your face after we traded places, my mind is stuck on replay. As the sounds of 3/6 dispersed, I wrote that dick in reverse so you could see me cream. How selfish it would be of me to deprive you of this view, dripping all over you. And when pressing with the weight of my body was not enough, you push into me to lift that ass up. So I do the same, lifting that ass so you could see better. How much each thrust makes me wetter, and there you were in the mirror, pretending not to hear me when I said it was too much, a different meaning behind the feeling in my gut, but I don't run. My arms were too weak to manage. You folded my knees to do the most damage. I reached back with no idea of what I would be grabbing. I was no match for your thrust with just one hand. If I used it up to push up for air, yours would be right there at the back of my head, pushing it back into the bed. My mind is stuck on replay of when you finally slowed the pace, a calm praise on my face. You came on that ass, a warm rag to wipe it all away before the moment we combined to meditate. The bus stopped. I got off and felt moist between my lips. The ride just made me think of the way you touched me the other day. That day that has my mind stuck on replay. That's it.
Boy, you are class! No, let me stop. Yo, that's
I kind of made myself stumble a little bit. I was like, get it together. Clean it up.
All right. So excuse me, I need some air.
Some water.
Yeah, can I get a water around here? Somebody got a goddamn water, please.
Oh, please.
You got me sweating, and I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening right now is perspiring right now. My question to you, I'm going to be straight up. What made you write that piece? And how are you so comfortable with yourself to be strong enough to express yourself like that and not give a fuck what anybody think?
Damn. Well, what made me write this piece specifically, this was about a specific day. So this is a real poem. This is a real experience.
Real life.
I either write about real experiences or it could be one person. It could be a couple experiences in one poem, or it could be something that I heard from a friend. You'll never know. The only people that would know for sure is if they were there and they can pick up on the pieces. But
right.
What makes me comfortable? I'm just confident in myself. I really don't care about the opinions of others. I think that I'm an open woman. I'm proud of who I am. I have no shame in expressing myself sexually. No woman should have any shame in expressing themselves sexually, you know what I mean? Especially black women, we should be empowered and
Amen.
Be able to express ourselves in whatever way it is.
poetry is not just supposed to be an avenue in which you write about love or which you write about pain. It's writing about anything, any kind of form of healing, and there is such thing as sexual healing. So, you know, it was something
that
I realized that I was good at, writing little haikus here and there, and then I started writing longer poems, a little bit milder. Obviously, I used metaphors instead of, you know, the vulgar words, and then I just said, why not? Because you know what I'm talking about anyways, I might as well just say the words. So, we're all grown here, so, you know, and then I even ventured into having my own erotic open mics called Climax, which I host monthly.
Are you still doing that?
Yep. The next one is tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Instagram Live, because, you know, coronavirus won't let people live. But you could catch that on my Instagram at GabbyGabs_.
All right. Y'all heard that. Do you have any other social media that you want anybody to contact you in? Go ahead and shoot them.
Well, my personal is GabbyGabs_, so that's GabbyGabs_. But the official Climax open mic page, which I'm trying to get people over to, is simply MX open mic. And you could reach me on either one of those.
Y'all better make sure y'all tune in, follow this lady. She's on a mission. Her poetry is... it's super dope. But believe me, this was a good one, but she has many, many more. Ain't that right?
Hell yeah.
Nice, nice.
I keep getting some inspiration on
it. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give anybody?
Well, shout-out to Dizzy, of course, for putting me on. He's very...
straight up, that's right. Dizzy Brown, baby.
...of his mind in his busy life.
Yes,
also,
yes.
Shout out to D. Malik, the love poet, just like Mama. shout out to my girl Mel Flau, who's always supporting me as well, and all my black creators in Climax.
You already know, man. Power to the people, for real, though, man. We gotta put our energies together to start making things happen around here. You feel me? We can't depend on people who say they do stuff for you. You feel me?
Right. But that also means that, you know, we can do things independently, but if it is already happening, you can help that person. Not everybody got to do everything by themselves.
Man, energy. Hold on. Did you hear this?
The snap.
Poet
language.
I want to thank. So you say you from Jamaica?
Yep.
All right.
Born.
You in Jamaica right now?
I wish. Oh my gosh, I wish.
Oh.
I'm in Canada. I live in Mississauga, which is near Toronto, but people know Toronto.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna play. Since you're from Jamaica, I'm pretty sure you know Little Abby and Little Vibe, and I got that Magneto on deck.
Yeah.
I got that Magneto on deck.
Let's
That's
put
the
it
family,
on.
So we're gonna spin that. Let's get it. You ready?
Let's get it.
For the record.
To come ever hard enough, it don't see me see clean. Yeah, me pray for that. Girl, I call, girl, I text me a love letter. Me a go get a me a 10 set a me go link up, sing around a Christian pen. Love God, but me don't have no Christian friend. Money chatty for not that, me no response then. Give me the girl and the money, keep the 6 months them. When they see me and my brother, we are big man them. My parents have money, me no lean on them. Cause for me, one every dog get your bone. Yeah, we stand alone, bet you don't get the tune. Dollar sign. This is a pretty dollar sign. Dollar sign. a check a heavy weight. Work hard, play hard. Little lad in the air, I go for a rain. Anyone me see it, you are just some stay. Be myself, me the gear, so me never change. You TG, you
me not impress. No man, no man, no man, no man, no man. 10,000 volts of Gucci bulk of run. Plug in Versace jeans to full power. Charge up me ring, me chain, me shoes covered. Pop champagne like me goes. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat out. Them boy, then they know the girl. We know we have a shock magneto. Lock me city like me know. We have a shock magneto. Lock me city like me know. Tell up on the line, take the free choke, yeah. Looking at my eyes, it's the real snow, yeah. Ooh, some I can't take the G crown when. We know you hear the thunder from the rain cloud. Get the umbrella, get the raincoat. Look at the look of vibe on the radio. IG, FB, Twitter, for your Snapchat. Like your YouTube, number one trending. Yard man, so we stay up in the street. Fully make the money, you feel have a pay day. So me, you coming from where every day I be a day. Walk on your stay. Me no move just, but my bank book, I get weird, weird. Weird. Future for the fittest of the kids in other cities. Come for run the business if you're hungry, me no business me out. One time every ex one reach out, yeah. Pick up every girl where they have been through, yeah. Pull me a hot girl, scheme round there. This ill 60, that is a no-no. Warrior no boy can't close out. Nell Brook, be sure, we no run joke. Marijuana me a sin, me build the brain food. Grey goose with the grapefruit, now my grey suit. Free school, too smart, see me play a fool. Adia the king, me now follow the rule. Black five of the Gaza capital one. Daddy, if you day your Gaza, I be a root. How me get so high, me a fit, get a space suit. How me go so hard, me clocks and no break shoes. Nearly 20 years, and me still no steal news. And be youth, them a superstar, what a space group.
Pop champagne like me goes. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat out. Them boy, then they know the girl, them we know. We have a shock magneto. Lock the city like me know. We have a shock magneto. Lock the city like me know.
Man, shout out to the whole Gaza. You already know, Fly Gaza approved. You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out. This is where the independent artists matter the most. That's For The Record Radio. The number is 929-477-2425. You heard? Let's get to this next caller. You never know who's calling in. Let's see who it is. Caller, who are you and where you from? What do you do?
Yes, this is me. My name is Jaleel. Super happy to be on here. I design a bunch of different clothes. I have my own clothing business. You know, that's mostly what I do.
Okay, what kind of clothing business do you run?
Right. Okay. So my business is called Nerd Square. It's called Nerd Square. I sell different hats, hoodies, apparel, long sleeve, different graphic tees and graphic design. The whole brand is about bringing positivity and education with some style. So you know, I got a whole bunch of different designs. I've been selling since I was in high school, eighth grade, middle school. I've been selling for a long time now. You know, I just graduated a couple years ago. I went straight into the military. I was selling across the world when I was doing that. And then I got back in Atlanta, and I've been selling ever since. I've been there a bunch of places, but with the whole coronavirus thing shutting down and whatnot, I've just been doing virtual stuff. So, you know, it's been a crazy journey.
How old are you, man?
I'm only 22. Only 22. I just, all my right. Birthday
oh,
just
man,
passed
I
April 1st.
I can tell. All right, so slow down. Just slow down a little bit, kid. Slow down. It sounds like you've got it in the bag. Just slow down a little bit, man. Yo,
all right, my bad.
Nah, you good. Don't ever apologize for being you, my brother, to no one. You feel me? I love your energy. Like I text you, man, I love your passion for your brand. When I seen you when you went on live, and I was like, man, hold on. He really explain to them what you're trying to do with your brand, though. What's like the message?
Okay. So I was called a nerd growing up a lot in my school years. My friends were called nerd, and the whole point of the brand, I wanted to change the way people saw the word nerd. So So, you know, it means educated. It's something to be proud about. It shouldn't be an insult. I think it's super crazy how people would call themselves thugs and all these different words, but then find it insulting to call themselves a nerd. And then psychologically, you would think that then calling yourself a nerd is an insult. Then one can easily say that being educated and showing your education is something to hide and something to be ashamed about. So growing up, that's how I felt a lot. So then I said, you know what, I'm going to change the way people think of this word nerd. I'm a rocket. I'm a rep it. If this is what they're going to call me, I'm going to own it. And ever since then, that's what I've been doing. And you know, I met a lot of people. A lot of people love the idea about it. And ever since then, I've just been growing and really, really taking it to places that I didn't even think about when I was in high school.
Man, Doug, man, you got a vision. Don't let nobody stop you. You do not need no help. It's just going to be hard by yourself. Always think that. You could do it by yourself, but with help, it'd be easier. And I want to help you. Let the people know where they could get your shit, my nigga.
Yeah, definitely check me out. Definitely check me out. You know, it's one thing to hear me say it, but it's nothing to see me do it. So follow me on Instagram at nerd.sq, and you'll see everything. You'll see how crazy this brand really got. Nerd.sq. And my website is nerdsq.com.
Say that one more time for the people in the back, my G.
Instagram is nerd.sq, nerd period sq, and my website is nerdsq.com.
Now, my question to you is, where do you see yourself in about 5 years with this brand? You've been doing it for so long, you sound confident as fuck, and you're only 22 years old, my guy. How far do you think you're going to go in 5 years?
Oh, man, I'm trying to open up my own store. I'm trying to get my own storefront. That's definitely on the top of my list.
Where?
I want a storefront. I know for a fact I want a storefront in Georgia and I want a storefront in New York. If I could get one in New York, I would feel super accomplished. You know, that's where I was born. That's where I grew up. I grew up in New York. So that's those two places. And then from there, I don't know. I would just go wherever it takes me at that point.
Wow. That's amazing, man. You know what? I believe in you. And if you ever want to hit me up and let's build something, we can. You heard? I'm going to support
yes,
you,
sir.
Man. All the way, dogs. All the way. For the record radio, we're going to support you, dogs. You deserve that. You a young man with a dream. And that's what this is about, supporting each other so we can further each other's dreams, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Yo, you got... You,
I'm super
you know
happy
what?
That you gave me this platform.
I got a song for you that I want to play for you. You want a store in New York City, right?
Yes, sir.
And I got a song that I'm also an independent artist. I got a song that's called New York City.
Okay.
So you ready? Let's rock out, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's rock it.
Let's get it. New York City. I want this man to have a fucking storefront in New York City.
And they say New York City. Yeah. And they say New York City. Yeah. And they say New York City, yeah. Late night in the street, check the light post. We never sleep, so we party with our eyes closed. All black, tinted Mercedes, the driver drive slow. Smoking on Haiti, I'm feeling all hazy. I'm 40 deuce like Patrick. That's ghost, I'm not jacking Gucci, Louis, or Prada. Not supporting local companies is the problem. The grind, the hustle, leads to power. Some programmed to get it by the hour. I was programmed to get it in a New York minute. That's the difference, so get with it. There's no time for chilling, so sit back, look, and listen. This vet right here, Bronx edition. Wordplay sickness, I don't play with vixens. Ain't no sense of tricking. It's not me, go that way, I'm still missing. Who the hell the devil think he kicking? Flock guys are pro.
And they say New York City. And they say New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say New York City. And they say New York City.
Yeah.
As the world move forward, watch how I move fast. They ask how I do that. I pull up from New Jack. I'm here for the new cash. They're here for the new flag. They ask about wordplay. I tell them I'm okay. Just check out the new wave. I don't care what they do say. Your words don't move, man. My life is a moving. I live for my two sons. People these days, they either hate or groove. You give them an inch and they take like they new me. Now let me introduce you to the new me. Black guys approve.
Black guys approve.
And it's Saint New York City. And it's Saint New York City.
And they say New York motherfucking city. You know the vibes, man. Fly guys are approved. We here tuning or you tuned out where the independent artist matters the most. That's For the Record Radio, man. Yo, I want to shout out everybody who tuned in tonight, who called in. We still got callers, man. I'm trying to get to everybody. Let's get it. Yo, caller, who are you and where you from? We got only 8 minutes on the show. Talk your shit.
Yo, 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 what's the word, my nigga? Just hated the fucking
record.
How you doing, God? Uh-oh. Every day, New York City. What up, New York, New York? What up, Bronx? What up, Philly? What up, Cali? What up, everybody that be talking with Mr. For the Record and For the Record Radio, Seattle, Cobb, King Kush, Roz, they all know who they is, man. Everybody that's fucking with us. Hey, everybody doing? How you going on, guys?
Man, not much, man. Just chilling, enjoying the vibe today. It was a great show, man. I want to shout out everybody, man. Shout out to you, my nigga. You heard?
Man, you know I love this motherfucking space. This is one of my favorite spaces in the whole wide world. Let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Man, a lot of motherfuckers don't know I had this number in my phone for a minute, man. Just always just saved up on the number one. Cause me and my buddy is number one. We got up, man. He taught me that, man. You know
that's
something
fact.
To everybody.
That's fact.
I'm just going to try. You know, yo, guys, you know, I love this shit, man. I really, really appreciate what you do, man. A lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying, say they appreciate what you do, man. I really fucking do, man. And that's 100, man. One day, you're going to be
the
bigger than life. And that motherfucker that was hating. Don't be looking like, damn, man, I wish he was rocking. I've been rocking for the last 2-3 years, man.
For real, though. For real.
For the God,
that's
man.
My guys are cool, man. Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, man. Remember that name, man. That's
For the Record,
says,
man.
Yeah,
and
so
I told God,
I say,
every time I come on, I say I ain't spitting another verse. I say I'm going to spit all freestyles with this sound, bump, roll, nothing. Because I always say, man, we're going to bring it back, man. We're going to make this shit fun again. I already know I can go crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I come off the head, man, straight off the head, Gaza. I say,
I already know.
Me and Gaza, For the Record, I am Haiti the Great. I'm Mr. For the Record. I do this shit. I'm the hottest For the Record if you niggas fuck with us. I am the God. I bless you. I'm on gangster shit all the time, but I don't be on that bullshit because most niggas be hoes. You got to be read between the lines. I wipe that nose. I change the pamper, little baby. Hop out the car with the baby tray, 80 profile in your face. Scoop your man, bitch. I made a soda, baby. I feel like Wayne. Laid back, shot rack, sold weed, water, 8 balls, and cane. Niggas in it for the money. No. Niggas in it for the fame. I'm in it just for being me, because most niggas is lame. Now, kill a motherfucking flow every day. Got those so stupid as bitch. Most niggas don't want to play with Haiti the Great, because I'll be that shit. Coming up the brainless. Lay back every motherfucking day trying to get the purple stack up. Pimp right, Jackson. I swear to God, I get the stack up. Yeah, old Ricky Glizzy. Yeah, he know Haiti the Great do his thing, though. Don't just shout rap, bought him everything you want, motherfucker. I never been in lane, though. Be the Facebook friend, shout rap, be the shit. You know how I do my shit, yeah. And my nigga from New York, back from Ohio, you know that he do his shit, yeah. Because I'm the pop, I be smoking real good on Wednesdays. Yeah. That's Kush on Tuesdays, I'm in. You know how I be still, I ain't got no sense. Because I'm holding up a pill, got a Glock on my side for the guy, man. I ain't got no fucking sense. Stay pissed off a Kush, though. You know what it is, though. Because I'm riding down 290. Riding. Fucking with that goblin For the Record, ho. That's what it is, man. All freestyle, man. Off the hand dog and the rim and off the motherfucking double legged lady.
Yeah. I hear you talking. You don't want to pull it. Pill got him tweaking. Thinking he can pull it. I hear you talking. You don't want to pull it. Yeah, got him tweaking. Thinking he can pull it. pull it. Say what? I hear you talking. You don't wanna pull it. He don't got him tweaking. Thinking he can pull it. Dump and I dump into the mag, start smoking. The Ruger is my bitch, for sure I be stroking. Coasting in the lack with something to carry fair time. If I see a off, bedtime. Hating and tell you the truth, please believe it, man. I see the beef with the analia leaking. You a dead man walking when that ooh, I get some smoking. That forensic gets talking, trying to solve the case. This ain't a game, motherfucker. Rearrange your face. Bust shots at your crib, make you relocate. I put the Louis on your back, it'll dislocate. You know I do it real big, yup, state to state. If you a sweet.
Story about the boy Haiti the Great, born in 82, village in 88, carnival hot dog for dinner, wishing that it was steak, living in project housing 15 blocks from the lake, peeking out the air, then went straight to Medill. First day of school, boy, I knew that shit was real. It was youngest in the building, throwing a triple L 30 minutes in the crib, a nigga then got killed, and my mama told me every day, people get killed. My son, you understand, ain't no rules in this shit. Then she pulled Peggy too, had a boo real slick and said, if they fuck with us, I'ma kill me a bitch. We living in public housing, but my daddy is rich. Sorry, son, it's just the way shit is. Turn a boy to a man 4 years. After 60 closed eyes, they sleep the towel, learn the water whip. They left, he stripped the sides, took the exes real swift. Every night I went to sleep, I dream about cooking me a brick. Now money on my mind like the fucking IRS and circumstances make decisions by justice.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that.